okay, a lot of people say Ion's bullshit, like that crazy lady on the YouTube.
That lady on her couch who's got mold. Right. You got mold problems, she says. A dog behind her. But, fucking ridiculous. Right. This fuckface, Mrs. Lady there. What's she call herself? I don't know if she...
Cigarette.
I don't think she has... Yeah, she... I don't mean you, Kel. No, no. She's doctor of the past, the remote past. And she's selling something, you know. If you watch it long enough, she pulls out some ridiculous empty bottle with nothing fucking in it and no label and says, okay, this is this. And says, I want you to fucking buy it or something.
She was mixing catnip or something else.
Yeah, catnip mixed with camphor or something.
Lobelia.
Lobelia, right. And so I emailed Chad. He's the one who showed me. He found it. So I asked Chad to go in there. And did you see what Chad said to her?
No.
Yeah, he's made some nice statements. Let's see. And she calls it it's a billionaire's product. The RNA drops is for billionaires. And people hallucinate like fucking idiotic. So Goran went in first. He says, I love my RNA drops and all products. Huge health improvements. Please do better research before you make such videos. So she comes in and says, I welcome opinions, but I strongly disagree. You need to do your research. See, that's where academia's come down to, Kel. People telling each other to do their research. You do my research. I'm not doing yours. So then this guy, Cyan Soul, says, wow, that's crazy, because he's falling for her saying that this RNA drops is a bunch of jinns, D-J-I-N-N-S, bunch of demons. And then he goes, wow, that's crazy jinns, eh? I've heard of these. I just started assuming they're talking to some guy pretending to be Ion to make money. So he started assuming that we were talking to some guy pretending to be Ion to make money. The big red flag was how they increased the price every 2 months or so. I admit, says Cyan Soul, I tried the stuff. I mean, I gave it a good long try. He's one of our customers. That's a long story, but I thought of something very strange after you explained the gins. You saw that they sell other products, right? Pills they call Realign and magnesium they call Remag. Well, on the first or second day that I took the pills before sleeping, like it says to do, we don't tell them to do it before sleeping, Carolyn. We don't tell them that, but he did. He thought that. Is it a coincidence that I had a dream where I was in my room, literally in the room I slept in, and I saw a girl standing near my door? She looked at me, and she still looked normal, but then she came closer, and her face became monstrous like the Predator from those Predator movies, and she dove at me fast, and then I woke up. I wish these guys could hear us laughing at them. Okay, he says, wouldn't that be crazy if I got possessed by taking these pills? Then he goes, but hey, thanks for looking into it. You know, doing research, and your take on the RNA stuff, namaste. That's a sign of stupidity when someone starts going, namaste. That's the biggest fucking fatting bullshit I've ever experienced. I get mad when people do namaste to me. It doesn't cause peace at all. And it's my interpretation, having megalomania flow freely and easily to me, that determines where we're going. Ian says, it's up to the people, Bob. It's up to whether they're going to have the big Philippines earthquake. It's up to the people. And then he always said, well, actually, it's up to you, Bob. I got a lot of decisions to make on your lives, okay? So she responds to Salyan saying all that, Cyan Soul. She says, yes, Ion, then E-Y-E-O-N, so I guess she's showing them how to say it, Ion is being channeled by a billionaire. LOL. Well, that's true, but it's not necessarily a channeling. But my concern is the jinn symbolism. It never ends, a strange world. I hope it helped. Oh, don't take the RNA drops. Possible side effect possession. Like she said, if you get healed by the drops, that's demonic healing. Doesn't count.
Yes.
So we have to decide whether our healing is demonic or not. And then she says, you will not be possessed if you take my tinctures. And they work for dreams and nightmares. Scroll down for recipe. I put the recipe there. I think archons can appear in dreams. Try the tincture. All it offers is a relaxed sleep. LOL. She goes, LOL. So then he's back to talking about the drops. It's too late. I took them for maybe a year when I was 23. I had the drops, pills, and the Remag magnesium thing. I think I stopped taking them after I turned 24 or so, around 8 months to a year. But the reason I stopped was money. I think a 900-drop bottle was $160 when I started, but it went up to $190 or $200 before I stopped, and I didn't think it was necessary to have it anymore. Then he responds to her saying whatever she said. Ah, I surely hope not. Now, I don't even really believe that I can be of all of a sudden taken out of my control and do something weird like you see on movies, foaming at the mouth and rambling like a demon from Scripture and all of that nonsense. Then she says, glad you brought it up. People underestimate the witchcraft going on everywhere these days, and they can lay a curse on anything, although some drug side effects are nightmares, like the cephalosporin family. You know that, Carolyn? Cephalosporin family, Keflox and Seclor L.
No, she probably means the ciprofloxacillin.
Yeah, it's called Keflex and Seclor L. Keflex. Mean anything to you, Carolyn? Keflex?
Keflex is an antibiotic. I don't know if it's a fluoride one. Let's look. Keflex Wiki.
Cephalosporin.
Cephalexin. No fluoride.
Okay, so she compliments this kid, whatever he is. Well, he might be in his 30s now. I have to say I'm proud of you being that young and so aware. Excellent.
Aware? He stopped it because he couldn't afford them.
I know, but now he's aware that the gins were what it was and that he's not going to have nightmares anymore. He's not taking Bob's stuff. He rejects Bob.
He took it for a year. He had one nightmare. That is not a study.
Okay.
That's not science.
Well, you sound emotionally literate, Carolyn. You're not fooled by idiocy. But then this...
oral literacy.
But here's emotional literacy, Carolyn. You've looked a bit at the video. Everybody's looked at it. Somebody named a woman, Michelle, says, another great video! What kind of fucking emotional literacy we got here? Quantum particles or something? You know, like sub-quantum people? Another great video. And then she says, in central New York, we are being geosprayed hard. Now, Carolyn was a part of the anti-geospray movement 20 years ago. Right, Carolyn?
I don't know what geospray is. I mean, I was protesting the spraying of that silly little mosquito.
Oh, yeah, the Western fly or something.
West Nile.
Yeah,
West Nile fever.
Yeah. And you'll hear Ion at the end of the three-hour session talk about me and how great I'm at. I'm really good at relaxing and allowing, which is emotionally literacy. You know, emotionally literate when you can relax and allow. And I didn't even bother protesting the West Nile. I was not bothered by it. It wasn't going to bite me. So I had it down.
Geospraying in New York, that's the old chemtrail stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she says, so many sick people here in New York City.
Well, no wonder.
Yeah, if you just
stayed in New York.
Yeah, if you just sit in any store or parking lot and watch, you'll see how hard it is for young or old to walk to the door. Water on the joints is common among men in their 20s. A common cause of aluminum build up in the joints. People are so tired, extreme headaches, heart palpitations. And here we are, telling the solution. This poor, unlucky Michelle Rosa, it's fuck. She's watching all this crap, and we have the solution for the very symptoms she's noticing.
Yeah, telling them to run away from us.
Yeah, and we're on their stupid fucking channel. Why? It's amazing we even showed up to type to them. Mm-hmm. And then he says, look at this. This is her going through her New York life. Playgrounds are empty. The bees have mostly died. The trees are dying. A black chute covers car hoods and farm equipment. It's hard to be awake when so many just do not care. People are falling apart fast. I am 43 and remember a happy, healthy life 30 years ago for most. And then she signs it, Brian and Michelle. So let's see what Guru Face says to that. Here's what she says. She calls herself Coffee, Herbs, and Other Oddities. I feel sick that people are so gone. The tincture I made, any bottle size you can afford, get dry herb, fill up halfway with lobelia, half catnip, leave a little headspace. It swells, cover completely with 80-proof liquor. I use brandy or gin, seal lid, flip it once or twice a day for 10 days to 10 to 2 weeks, strain and pour into clean tincture bottles, any health food store. We'll have them. This will work for nerves, headaches, breathing, stomach pain, insomnia, even seizures. It will help. I hope she doesn't get the FDA on her, right? Aluminum is killing trees. Also, soil is laden and inhibits their water uptake. It's also nauseating. As for heart attack, cayenne. I make tincture, but tea can be administered even to an unconscious victim. All I know how to do is try to help people stay alive a little longer. The ones who trust doctors, oh my, they are not our friends. I remember life without chemicals being about 25 years. They now put towers and chemicals in old movies to fool people, wishing you all protection. So there's the sad. Compare that to Carolyn's upbeat talk on Monday. So that depressing scenario, and she ain't too healthy herself. She says so. You got mold. Okay, so you go down further, and you come to Chad. Chad says, 17 hours ago, a bit of internet research would have turned up this explanation of the origins of the symbol. So I had sent one of Roxy's videos to Chad. He posted that, the one about happy birthday, Bob, 4 more years and you'll be 100. That one is what we enclosed. Then Chad says, the image on the label is not a demon. It's a Corinthian capital. I guess history and architecture are not your strong suits. I questioned the mind that projects a demon onto that beautifully crafted design. Like Marsha McLuhan said, the user is the content. So she replies, She doesn't know she's doing Herbert Marsha McLuhan there. She says, it represents jinns. You can question my mind all you like. The horned creature on it is clearly hideous. So who or what are you defending? That is not beautiful in any way. Then Chad says, the genie lamp represents the power that is in you, capital Y-O-U. It's not some external hierarchical spiritual authority one would be fooled into believing that they must appease in order to ascend. She says, first of all, no one is ascending.
There you go.
She objects to that world. First of all, no one is ascending. I bend my knee to no deity. We clearly have differing beliefs, so I agree to disagree.
No one is ascending, and she doesn't know that's a contradiction.
Yep, but she doesn't know. She hasn't been trained in the new emotional illiteracy. Let's see, did Chad do any more? No, I think that's it. Chad gave up. Failed again to convert one other customer, and we lost, what, $99, Carol? $99 poorer. Let's send this to her. Somebody take this, make an excerpt of it from Bill's website, and then you can post it. Say, here we are reviewing you. We're deciding that you need to get to EIR immediately. Or what is it? ER.
ER.
Yeah, then you can read EIR while you're there. Okay, someone pointed out, maybe it's within Chad, maybe I missed that. Chad pointed out that the person who was raising it $50 every 3 weeks, that was Matthew Hurtado, the previous owner. So somebody comes in and tells her that. I was a previous owner. Now I can get it for free. Still didn't fall for it. But, you know, on the side, they've got several Dr. Dean's faces all over the side column of the YouTubes. All your stuff, Carolyn, is right there. And your face is beaming out. It looks a little different compared to the other poor, pasty, big bag faces that are there. Yours looks like, I don't know what, you look like a fucking alien, man. yeah, you don't look human. I mean, look at Carolyn's face picture. Big face picture. Doesn't look human.
Well, Carolyn, she's also got a video on the probiotic conspiracy. And Capriol.
Yeah, I noticed.
She doesn't like that either. She said we were putting germs into our stomach with the probiotics.
Crazy.
This is what Karen complains about. All the amateurs out there giving advice.
Yeah.
And people who are emotionally illiterate will like somebody who appeals to their astrological sign or some personality quirk. They like this lady, you know. Mm. They think she's nice. She's cool. Got a nice dog behind her. That's what they're identifying with. The props. The emotion, not the information.